Cubberty on 2FM with Super Value Travel Insurance. Holidaying at home or abroad? Don't worry about a thing with Great Value Travel Insurance at supervalue.ie.
And, you know, there's a brilliant TV show. You may have heard about it already and the makings of it. Well, it's The Employables, and it's back for a new series where Darren Kennedy and Jennifer Maguire take two unemployed young people under their wings over a period of time and make them, well, employable, really. Darren's here to tell us what to expect and to offer advice to those who may find themselves in a similar rut as his protégés. So we'll also be chatting to 19-year-old Jamie Lee Connery, who took part in the show and faced the challenges of believing in himself and getting out into the workforce. But Darren, let's start with you. So, how are you?
I'm really good. I'm good. I'm excited. It's D-Day for the Unemployables.
It's obviously great to see tonight, you. So it's exciting. And you look really fresh. And have you been getting any of that
really?
Sun? Yeah.
Okay, thanks. I'm going to take that and move on.
Have you been getting any of the sun the last couple of days?
Do you know what? Was it Tuesday afternoon? I was working away and I said, do you know what? Enough is enough. God knows when this sun is going to disappear. So I put the lead on the dog and we spent a couple of hours in the park.
Little
and had
Harry.
A little coffee. Yeah, I had a coffee, Harry had a water. and it was a lovely afternoon, actually. Yes, I'm loving this sunshine.
Yeah, good, good. But listen, you understand how hard it can be to get out there and sell yourself as the ideal candidate for a job. I watched the episode last night. Really, really, really loved it. I'm trying really hard not to give anything away. But what I really liked as well with the beginning of it, yourself and Jennifer put your money where your mouth is and showed how you know how hard it is to get a job and to how you've got that get up and go. Just talk us through that.
Well,
a bit.
Really, the concept is very simple. I mean, obviously, you know, where we're at right now, it's 2015. We're coming out of like a really tough time economically. And there's a lot of young people who've never had a job. Who've never had a chance. And, you know, as someone, I guess, you know, it's all about grabbing those opportunities and kind of making the most of them and kind of showing you've got the verve, you've got the metal to go out there and do your thing. Some of these people have never even had that opportunity. So it's kind of trying to show them that actually the obstacles that you face now, because maybe it's a lack of education, because you don't know what you want to do in life, because you've never had any support system around you. It's kind of going, well, actually, I think, personally speaking, it's those obstacles that make you what you are. You know, my career so far, I have been rejected probably more than anyone on the planet. And the great thing about it is I have no fear of rejection anymore. So literally, I kind of look at it from the point of view in a way that, well, actually, if I'm not getting rejected, I'm not trying hard enough. And Jennifer is the same. I mean, Jennifer started off, obviously, as an apprentice. She's ran her own business. I mean, I've done everything from cleaning toilets to pumping petrol to God knows what, literally just to earn money and to get out there. And it's trying to instill in these young people and kind of take them under our wing and kind of say, listen, if you don't try, if you don't gain the experience, any experience, well, then your life's never really going to take off. And I think that's the worrying thing for me is, you know, 1 year or 6 months out of a job, then 1 year, all of a sudden can snowball to 5 years to 10 years. And your life never really starts. And that's what would worry me. So what we're trying to do and what we're doing in the series is just trying to help and trying to show these people that, you know, you have something. Everyone has something. Even if you've never done your Leaving Cert, you've never had a job interview, you've never had a job, you don't even have a CV. Yes, there are people across the country who don't have a CV. And like, it's quite demoralizing when you're looking at a blank page. It's actually to kind of say, well, hold on, let's take a step back here. Let's have a look at what you've actually done with your life. And all of a sudden, you kind of piece together these characteristics, these traits, these experiences. Yes, they may not be jobs, but they're experiences that are valuable to employers. And I guess build up someone's confidence, because if you've not worked in a while or you're unemployed, very quickly you can, you know, it kind of chips away at your confidence.
And that's the thing, because you've got you yourself and Jennifer couldn't be any more perfect for this, I think, because you're watching the two. I mean, I've known you a long time. Your grit and determination is absolutely admirable. Any knocks, you dust yourself off, you get up again. Jen has that as well in spades. And you picked two brilliant protégés for this. You have Jamie Lee Connery. He's on the line. We're going to be speaking to him in Limerick in a couple of minutes' time.
I love Jamie.
And Chloe as well, who is also great, right? How did you, first of all, before Jamie would be talking to you, you're up in about 3 minutes, but seconds even. But no, how did you find Jamie? How did you pick Jamie? And how did you pick Chloe? How did you decide on these two as your protégés?
Well, we have, I mean, across the series, series, we have 12 young people, so there's two per episode. And really, we were inundated when the call went out that we were like that. This series was happening. There's a lot of young people out there eager for work, and I think what we identified with both Jamie and Chloe, and I have to say kudos to the production team, Coco and Anna Nolan, who's the series producer. I mean, they had their work cut out for them, and it's all about casting the people that are, that I guess needed the opportunity. I mean, we're going to talk to Jamie now, as you said, but Chloe, for instance, that, like, I mean, they're chalk and cheese. Their backgrounds are completely different. What they come, yeah, I guess the baggage or experiences that they bring to the table are completely different. Chloe is 23. She's a student. She's from Waterford. She's had part-time jobs, but she's never had a full-time job. All her life, she wanted to be a school teacher. This was her absolute dream, to be a school teacher. But then something changed. She's gone through kind of, I guess, a process of transition in her own life, and she kind of feels in limbo. And the big problem with Chloe was she doesn't know what she wants to do in life. How many times have you heard someone say that? I don't know what I want to do in life. But the thing is, and what I wanted to kind of shake into them all is, just because you don't know what you want to do in life does not mean you should do nothing.
Brilliant.
You should just start. And actually, I'm a firm believer in just starting. Just, you know, taking a chance, doing something, doing anything, and you never know what doors will open as a result.
That's
of that.
A really good point. You, and we'll talk to Jamie about this now as well. Jamie, how are you?
I'm grand, yourself.
Wait till I put you
good
up
morning,
there.
Good morning, Jamie.
Yeah, morning, lads. How are you doing?
Not too bad. Jamie, now come here. I saw the show. We're not going to give away anything about what happens and the outcome, because people really will enjoy that tonight when they see it. But you are some character.
Yes, thanks.
And have you seen any of the...
Are we some chatter, all right, isn't
or
he?
Hang on, what was the word that we're looking for? What's Jen's word?
Spoofer.
There we go. So, Jamie, what did you think of that? When Jennifer Maguire, the wonderful, the beautiful, came out face to face, and within a few minutes of meeting you, had said, Jamie Lee, you are some spoofer.
I don't know, like, why she said that, but geez, no, she's I was trying to basically try and better myself and say that I went for a job and all, and she knew straight away that I was spoofing, like, you know, I was lying about the job and stuff like that, going for jobs and handing CVs and things.
Jamie, there was one line you said that I loved it, where you said that, and listen, there's a serious side to this too, because as Darren was saying there, it is scary. You're faced with a blank page. You don't know how to do a CV. Maybe you've never done one before, but you said, it's all in my head.
Oh my God, yeah. I went in and basically the interview was it was just like trying to train you or whatever, and what happened to me was I froze. I was just, I guess it was the cameras that were there, and I just said the first thing that came to my head, I guess.
Don't go blaming the cameras there, Jamie. You hadn't prepped, let's be honest.
I hadn't prepped, yeah, and Jennifer called me on it and said that you're spoofing me, like, so I was just like,
Jamie, first, how did you, let's go back a little bit, how did you get involved with the show? Because, and the other person that you've brought on your journey with you is your mum, and God, she's just seems like the coolest, wonderful, brilliant mum.
Oh, she is. Jeez, there's no words that can describe my mother. Jeez, if I didn't have her, she gave me these talks about getting jobs and things like that, and she rightly pushed me forward as well, and then Jennifer, on the other hand, just gave me the old boot up the old arse, you know.
Between your mum and Jen, these two powerful, strong women in your life.
You never really had a chance, Jamie. She didn't, with those two around you.
Oh, I never had a chance. But, yeah, just, geez, it's so surreal now. I can't believe
the Xbox was part of Jamie's problem, wasn't it, Jamie?
Oh, no, the Xbox was a big addiction. I'm not going to lie to you there. That's all I used to do was just play the Xbox. And it's an addiction. Like, you know, you just want to play and be better than everyone else online. And I just got addicted to the Xbox. And then I did sign up for some notifications to come into my emails about jobs, and then that's how I got it about Coco Television.
And we'll get to that now, David. What games were you playing? Because your uncle said you were on hours and hours a day. What games were you playing?
Oh, I was just playing Grand Theft Auto or Call of Duty. And Call of Duty is the one, because that's a very competitive game. Yeah. So you're just like constantly playing and, you know, trying to be better than other people on it, you know?
And do you know what else, Jim? There could have been that sense of you were feeling you weren't getting, you felt the little bits that you had done, as you said, you admitted yourself, it was only little bits at the time to get a job weren't working, but you were getting at least a bit of an immediate fix from playing gaming.
Oh, yeah, basically.
From gaming, even.
If I wasn't, you know, sending my email off through emails, sending my CV off through an email to jobs, then I was just playing the game.
Yeah.
The CV that we didn't actually see.
Yeah,
but anyway, we'll move on, Jamie. Jamie was put through his paces. I mean, both physically, very much physically, and obviously, what we do as part of the program is, you know, we obviously identify at the beginning of the show what issues or what this person needs to work on, or how we can push them, how we can really push them, because you know what, everyone has something. In actual fact, you'll find most people have a lot to offer, but you know, the confidence issue and not realizing what that, you know, sometimes you can. I guess if you're in that situation, you can focus on the negative. And, you know, Jamie's a great guy. He has a lot to offer. Like with Chloe, they've so much to offer. And it's just about pushing them and making them realise what is on the table and what's at stake. And I guess as well, making them prove to us that they wanted it, which is a big thing. Because, you know, Jamie and, you know, everyone's a great talker. But, And you know, at the beginning of the show, we're very, very honest. You know, neither Jen or I are promising anything out of this. We're not waving any magic wand that's going to say you will have a job. But it's about actually just making them believe in themselves and getting them to the stage where they can go into an interview. They're on their own. It's up to them, you know, and whether they step up to the plate or not is on their heads.
Talking of stepping up to the plate, what you did, Jamie, one of the things as part of your job boot camp, what they did was, first of all, yes, you got physical, you had a personal trainer working you to just get that buzz, the endorphins going from working out. Yeah. That must have been amazing.
Oh, that was amazing. It was an interesting morning. it was a very busy morning, let's say, like very early, like running around the beach and stuff like that.
But then the next challenge, Jamie, this was the one where you had to go in. Tell us about the day in the fish shop.
Oh, I could kill Jennifer. I tell you that, I could kill her, because I was up at 7 o'clock, freezing cold down by the seaside, and in where all the freezer where they store fish and things like that, and then the smell was just atrocious.
I don't think you were feeling too good. You hadn't even had your breakfast. The shop hadn't even opened. Go on, Jamie. Tell us what was going on, what you had to do.
Oh, first of all, I was nearly almost late for the taxi to get there. And it was just one of the mornings I had to get up and just throw on anything and went there. And it was just very unorganised that morning. But then when I got there and realised that I was working in a fish shop, I was just like, I hope she's pulling my leg here.
And then, so what was your first job?
Well, when I went in, he just threw me on overalls and taught me to go down and just basically go into the freezer and clear out the fish, which was probably one of the most things I'd never do again.
Your face is just brilliant in that scene.
It's the way you describe it. I mean, look, we can't smell it looking at the camera, but we can,
God.
We can, the way you describe it.
Oh, no, it's disgusting. I tell you, no, I'd never. It's just like, it's fish there that has been dead for weeks, you know? And they just needed to clear it out, and then they just had me throwing it into the pellet and stuff like that.
Jamie, do you remember the bit where you were cleaning out the bins, the fish bins? Whatever way you had the hose angled, it all splashed back.
I nearly tasted fish, actually, because I tell you. It was one of them power hoses, and then it just splattered a bit of the guts up into my face. Oh my God.
And listen, there are people who are working really hard, earning great money doing this every single day, but it was just you had that wrong angle of that hose and you covered yourself. And then at the end, they ended up spraying you down, which your people will enjoy and they can see that tonight.
Well, you know what they say, what doesn't kill you makes you stronger,
exactly.
Isn't that right,
Jamie?
Yeah, that
because
right,
the
yeah.
Next thing, Darren, you would, Jamie, there was a brilliant, tell us about where you went out for Panda. Gearing yourself up for an interview and you went out with Panda.
Oh yeah, at Panda, yeah, that was brilliant. Well, I went into a room and they just showed me their product and things like that, and I had to sell basically.
Recycling company.
That's it.
Yeah.
It's a recycling company, yeah, basically. They're cleaning bins is what the product was that I had to sell. So I went to 3 doors and basically, a few doors basically, and I sold to 2. So I was delighted there, and it was a but it was quite hard, you know, like putting yourself there forward, opening the door, and someone doesn't want to be listened to as a salesman. They just want to lock the door, you know.
But Jamie, do you know what? Your honesty, your brilliant personality, and yes, you had the fear, but it was overall, though, it's just been, how would you describe the experience? rather than me putting words in your mouth.
I loved every minute of it, even the fish part. I just loved every minute of it, but I'd never go back and do the fish part again.
No, well, I'm dying for everybody to see what actually happens later on and what happened in the show. And you got to meet and you were sharing a flat with Chloe at one stage as part of the boot camp. How did that go?
I was sharing a what?
A flat, apartment.
Oh yeah, a flat, yeah. That was actually quite good because we're in the same situation, like, and we had a lot to talk about, you know, and things like that, you know, about putting yourself, you know, forward and things, and with confidence in all ways, and you know, when you get knocked back and sometimes it's kind of hard to get back up, you know.
And Jamie, when the cameras weren't running, so let's say when Darren and Jennifer weren't around, did you both realise that? I mean, you're 19, Chloe was 23. Did you have that chat of the fear, you know, how difficult?
Oh yeah, it was, we had that chat, you know, about, you know, especially going around filming and doing these tasks and things, you know, nervous wise, and we had that chat. We were chatting nearly up to, geez, till about 2 or 3 o'clock in the morning. We had to be up then for 7, you know.
Well, do you know what, Darren, before we go, it is overall, what did you think of this experience with the two lads before we head off?
Do you know, for me, it's just, I guess what I derive a lot of satisfaction from is actually being able to help someone. And the most important thing for me is actually looking at these people, and over the course of maybe the month or whatever it is we're working with them, and you know, as I say, you know, we identify the areas they need to work on, and we match them up with, like, we call in favours basically, and we call in experts who will help them. It's looking at someone, and even listening to Jamie now, and I haven't seen Jamie in probably a month or so.
You must miss me.
I miss you, like you wouldn't believe. No, but just hearing how he's changed.
Yeah.
And actually, that's the most important thing for me. And actually, you feel, and I genuinely hope that on some level, I guess we've changed the direction, or they have changed the direction in which their life is going, hopefully for the better. And you know what? It's just about getting that start. It's getting on the ladder. It's getting that first job. Any job. I'm all about dreams. I'm all about ambitions. But you know what? When your ambition is to be a Hollywood movie star, you still need to start by kind of, you know, earning a living, paying the rent, paying the bills, and all those things will help you along your way. And God knows where you'll end up. And that's the beauty of life, hey?
That's the thing, Jamie. And you know what? It's really entertaining. There's this very serious side to it as well. It's The Unemployables. It's at 9 o'clock tonight on RT2. And since you all parted and separated your ways from filming, there's a new addition to your team.
Baby Florence.
Baby Florence.
Yeah.
Jesus. Isn't that, did you not know, Jamie?
No, I didn't know. Sure, I was trying to get in contact with Jennifer. Sure.
Well, she's been busy having a baby.
She's been busy having a baby. I don't know what it is. She should have been back within a couple of hours.
Do you know, that lady is some trooper. Like, oh, literally, we wrapped, I think, like 2 days before her due date. And she was as sprightly as ever. She was in here doing her radio show, joining us for filming, full of the joys of life. I don't know what her secret is, but I want it.
There you go.
The one thing I will say, though, you cannot lie to that girl.
No.
Oh, my God. But she said it straight out. Like, she called me on it straight away. I goes, yeah, I have been looking at a job. She goes, no, you're lying to me. Straight out.
Listen, if you don't know Darren and you don't know Jennifer before you watch this programme, you're going to love both of them by the end of it. Isn't that it, Jamie?
Oh, yeah, definitely.
But listen, we kept a bit of love for you too. You're some character. You're brilliant. Thanks a million for talking to us.
Take care. Bye.
Thanks a million, Darren. Thank you very much for joining us. Bye-bye.